rich in spirit, help the poor. In one grand brotherhood, all having the same principle or father. And blessed is that man who seeth his brother's need and supplieth it, seeking his own in another's good.
I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. I'll be reading from the King James Bible as well as from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. John. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of the world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. He riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Deuteronomy. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? Gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. Moses, therefore, wrote this song the same day and taught it the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. Isaiah. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Psalms. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Zechariah, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord, and his name one. Colossians. For this cause we also, since the day do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Mark. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And from Science and Health, Earth's preparatory school must be improved to the utmost. The teachers of schools and the readers in churches should be selected with as direct reference to their morals as to their learning or their correct reading. Nurseries of character should be strongly garrisoned with virtue. School examinations are one-sided. It is not so much academic education as a moral and spiritual culture which lifts one higher. The pure and uplifting thoughts of the teacher constantly imparted to pupils will reach higher than the heavens of astronomy, which the debased and unscrupulous mind, though adorned with gems of scholarly attainment, will degrade the characters it should inform and elevate. Whatever furnishes the semblance of an idea governed by its principle furnishes food for thought. Through astronomy, natural history, chemistry, music, mathematics, thought passes naturally from effect back to cause. Academics of the right sort are requisite. Observation, invention, study, and original thought are expansive and should promote the growth of mortal mind out of itself, out of all that is mortal. The divine metaphysics of Christian Science, like the method in mathematics, proves the rule by inversion. For example, there is no pain in truth, and no truth in pain, no nerve in mind, and no mind in nerve, no matter in mind, and no mind in matter, no matter in life, and no life in matter, no matter in good, and no good in matter. If mathematics should present 1,000 different examples of one rule, the proving of one example would authenticate all the others. A simple statement of Christian Science, if demonstrated by healing, contains the proof of all here said of Christian Science. If one of the statements in the book is true, everyone must be true, for not one departs from the stated system and rule. As time moves on, the healing elements of pure Christianity will be fairly dealt with. They will be sought and taught and will glow in all the grandeur of universal goodness. A little girl who had occasionally listened to my explanations badly wounded her finger. She seemed not to notice it. On being questioned about it, she answered ingenuously, "There is no sensation in matter." Bounding off with laughing eyes, she presently added, "Mama, my finger is not a bit sore." It might have been months or years before her parents would have laid aside their drugs or reached the mental height their little daughter so naturally attained. The more stubborn beliefs and theories of parents often choke the good seed in the minds of themselves and their offspring. Superstition, like the fowls of the air, snatches away the good seed before it has sprouted. Children should be taught the truth cure, Christian Science, among their first lessons, and kept from discussing or entertaining theories or thoughts about sickness. To prevent the experience of error and its sufferings, keep out of the minds of your children either sinful or diseased thoughts. The latter should be excluded on the same principle as the former. This makes Christian Science early available. The entire education of children should be such as to form habits of obedience to the moral and spiritual law with which the child can meet and master the belief in so-called physical laws, a belief which breeds disease. Children should be allowed to remain children in knowledge and should become men and women only through growth in the understanding of man's higher nature. If we would open their prison doors for the sick, we must first learn to bind up the brokenhearted. If we would heal by the Spirit, we must not hide the talent of spiritual healing under the napkin of its form, nor bury the morale of Christian Science in the grave clothes of its letter. The tender word and Christian encouragement of an invalid, pitiful patience with his fears and the removal of them, are better than hecatombs of gushing theories, stereotyped borrowed speeches, and the doling of arguments, which are but so many parodies on legitimate Christian Science aflame with divine love. A Christian Scientist occupies the place at this period of which Jesus spoke to his disciples when he said, "Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid." Let us watch, work, and pray that this salt lose not its saltness, and that this light be not hid, but radiate and glow into noontide glory. The poor, suffering heart needs its rightful nutriment, such as peace, patience in tribulation, and a priceless sense of the dear Father's loving kindness. Giving a cup of cold water in Christ's name is a Christian service. God gives the lesser idea of himself for a link to the greater, and in return the higher always protects the lower. The rich in spirit help the poor in one grand brotherhood, all having the same principle or father. And blessed is that man who seeth his brother's need and supplieth it, seeking his own in another's good.